This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, now to a question that affects all of us. When you go out to eat at a restaurant, should you keep your receipt, leave it on the table, or throw it away? That is the subject of this week's Money Matters segment. And joining us now from Los Angeles with answers is Patty Hirsch, Senior Producer of Personal Finance at Marketplace. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
So, Patty, this is a situation we've all been in before. You go into a restaurant, mm-hmm. you get your receipt. There's a merchant copy and a customer copy. And do you keep that customer copy to be sure that they don't alter the tip?
Yes, you do. Now, here's the thing. The vast majority of people who work in food service are entirely honest, but it does happen on occasion that a receipt is altered by somebody in the restaurant in order to get them more money. In order to make sure that it doesn't happen to you, you should always keep your original receipt. And you should do a number of things when you get that receipt. The first thing is you should write the tip amount clearly and boldly in there so that it's hard to alter. If you're not going to leave a tip, write zero. If you're going to leave a cash tip, write cash. Then there's a total section underneath, right? Never leave that total section blank. If you're not going to leave a tip, write out the total amount again. If you are going to leave a tip, make sure that you add it up correctly. Write it out there in bold again so that it's really, really difficult to alter.
And what happens if you do see a discrepancy between what you paid and what's charged to your card?
Okay, so the first thing you do is you call the restaurant and point it out. Ask them for a refund. And if they're working in good faith, they'll do that for you. If the restaurant refuses to act, you should go straight to your credit card company, report the discrepancy, dispute the charge. They will investigate. They'll certainly call the restaurant, but they'll almost always make good on your credit card statement so that the money is refunded to you.
And let me just ask, I mean, aren't we moving to a world where we don't have paper receipts, where we don't have records of every single purchase that we make?
There are always going to be records of the purchase. You may not get a physical receipt. You know, if you go into the Apple store, for example, they'll often email you a copy of the receipt. So there may not be a physical paper copy, but there is always a copy. And you should always make sure that you hold on to those receipts for a time, not least if you're doing business and you want to submit those receipts for taxes. Because in the end, that's the real reason for holding on to all of those receipts. If you are running a business, is to make sure that your taxes are complete and that you're in good standing.
Patty Hirsch, Senior Producer of Personal Finance at Marketplace. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.